This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This song is called Morenica. It tells the story of a young woman who drifts away with sailors on the high seas.
Morenica is a Ladino song, a traditional melody sung in ancient Judeo-Spanish by Sephardi Jews. Originally from Spain, those Jews were expelled from the country in 1492, and they, like the girl in the song, drifted across continents into North Africa, along the Mediterranean, and the Balkans.
Ladino songs are ancient. The Guy Mendelo Ensemble is making them new again. Mendelo is something of a musical and cultural traveler himself. He asks, what happens when a song moves across cultures, across time? What happens to a language as it travels?
His answer is the new project, Tales from the Forgotten Kingdom, Ladino Songs Renewed. The Guy Mendelo Ensemble is here with us live in the studio, and here's their version of Morenica. Morenica, that is the Guy Mendelo Ensemble playing Morenica. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks. It's really great to be here.
So we're hearing the voice now of Guy Mendelo himself. Why don't you introduce to us, the studio is full of musicians, so introduce to us who else is part of the ensemble.
Here we have Sofia Tosello from Cordoba, Argentina. And on percussion we have Keita Ogawa from Nagasaki, Japan, and also Tarek Rantisi from Ramallah, Palestine. We have our token Bostonian, other than me, here right now, Andy Bergman on the woodwinds. You didn't hear him on that song, but He's from Cambridge, Massachusetts. From Cheltenham, we have Ben Powell on the violin. That's in England. And I guess technically he lives in Boston. He's, since the year began, he's been here 8 days. And my name is Guy, and originally from Israel, and also a British citizen and also an American citizen.
Yeah, you've been quite a world traveler in your lifetime. Well, welcome to all of you. Guy, let me just ask you, tell us a little bit more about Ladino, the language, and the songs. What made you fall in love with them?
Ladino is a fascinating case study because it is a language that has traveled across borders and in each place, as languages often do. It incorporated elements of wherever it landed. So, you know, there are actually many variations of Ladino, and there are many names for it as well. Yehudiche, Spanulit. Ladino is, or Judeo-Spanish is kind of an umbrella term that is given it to it today. It was given to it mostly by academics. And it's a very old form of Spanish. Essentially what happened in the year 1492 when the Jews left Spain is that their language was severed. So they left speaking the language of the day. This is the language of Ferdinand and Isabella and Columbus and that whole cast of characters. And in some ways, their pronunciations and their grammar were a little bit frozen in time. And so you have these very archaic sounding mannerisms, grammar. And in it also you have elements of Greek and Turkish and other languages.
And so where did you first encounter the music?
I first encountered it in Jerusalem, where I grew up. It was something that we played at home along with many things, Bach and Peter, Paul and Mary and Jobim. And later on I became fascinated with it. And I guess what I took it for granted when I was living in Jerusalem. It was just something that my parents played, and I went to school in a large Ladino neighborhood, and sometimes you would hear these kind of, you know, these kind of songs drifting out of a window. By the way, these are women's songs.
Right.
And they would have been sung a cappella by, mostly in the home, you know, as people were doing things. This song actually is a wedding song, so this would have been sung in a festive way.
Well, if I may, so you begin with original recordings or field recordings of people singing these songs, just as you described,
right?
Not in the field, no studio production or anything.
Right.
We've got another one of those field recordings that you've given to us. Tell us a little. Let's hear a little bit of it, and then tell us a little bit about this song.
Sure.
So, Guy, we're hearing Hermanas, Reina y Cautiva, I believe. So tell us a little bit about the song.
Well, this is, first of all, what you're hearing is a recording of Reina Benenbau from Changir. This is recorded by one of the gurus in Ladino music, Susanna Weichschachak. And this was recorded in the 80s in Israel. What you're hearing right now is a romanza, which is a long epic poem, literally epic, but also figuratively epic, because what you're hearing is the tale of two sisters separated by armies, separated by, in some instances, by kidnap and by murder, and brought together through happenstance. One is a queen and the other winds up a captive.
If I may, as you were saying, the songs are almost exclusively sung a cappella and by women, and yet for the project here, you're adding all manner of instruments and arrangements. So how do you decide how to make such a drastic transformation?
After research, I guess I start asking myself some questions that wind up taking me deliberately away from the tradition. And some of the questions that I ask are, for example, if this were a movie, what would the soundtrack be? Or if these characters were brought to life, what would some of the moods be? What would the story be? And then how can I use the tools that I have as an arranger, a composer, a musician, and also some of the expertise that these cats bring here to make this song come to life. And so what we're doing is really a springboard. These are certainly not the way these songs would have been sung. What we're doing is we're diving in, but we're also playing a game of a kind of imaginative ricochet off the tradition.
Well, let's hear how that tradition ricochets off your arrangement. This is the Guy Mendelow Ensemble and their version of Hermanas, Reina y Cautiva.
Thank you.
señora esta esclava, la esclava que vos querías, que no es mora ni judía, ni es hecha a la malicia. La que me diera en mi tierra, de Almería, te nombrará blanca flor, nombre de una hermana mía, que la cativaron día pascua.
The Guy Mendelo Ensemble playing live in our studio. Their arrangement of Hermanas, Reina y Cautiva. Wonderful. Really beautiful song. Thank you so much. Guy, in hearing how you sort of bring those ancient songs into the modern era, and as you said, you sort of seek out the emotions and try to fill them more with what the ensemble can do, I wonder, do you ever get pushback from traditional like lovers of the pure Ladino music?
You know, I'm sure that that happens. It hasn't happened to my knowledge personally. I always fear, actually, on Tuesday, we're flying out to Seattle to the University of Washington in Seattle, where they have a very serious Ladino studies department, and in particular a young professor there named Devin Narr, who I was terrified of, because he is a real tradition. You know, he really knows this tradition. He's done his PhD, and he's built a whole program, and I was terrified of him. And he beat me. He wrote us a very nice letter and invited us out. So I think part of it is that we're not trying to be traditional.
Right.
I mean, this is, we are very deliberately springboarding off of a tradition. And, you know, my great hope is that through the project, listeners do encounter Ladino music perhaps for the first time and fall in love with it in the way that I have also. But also that they, that they'll forgive me because, you know, as so many authors say, any mistakes herein are mine. These songs have been around for quite some time.
Yeah.
And the reason that they've been around and that they're still sung is because they're good songs. So I hope we do them justice.
But. We have just time enough for one more question before I'd love to hear you play us out on one last tune. But, you know, in one of the videos that I saw that you had put together, you ask this very provocative question of, you know, what happens to music as it travels through time and across continents, and what happens to a language as it travels? I'm wondering what you think your answer to that question is.
I think that that's one of the reasons that I'm so in love with this, not only for the love of story and for the love of melody, but also because I think that this is a story that each one of us in this room lives. And it's a simple question of what happens when you move from one home to another. And I think that there is always a process of change, and always we change in relation to our home, but also our home changes in relation to us. And it's a fascinating thing. And this is one of the reasons that Ladino music is a case study for really any music. This is the story of not just Ladino music. It's the story of music in general and people in general.
Well, on that note, I should say that as part of the Boston Jewish Music Festival, the Guy Mendelow Ensemble will be performing on Saturday night in Nashua, New Hampshire, and then again on Sunday night in Lexington. There's a lot more details about those performances at our website, radioboston.org. Guy, thank you so much for coming in, and for the entire ensemble for braving the weather today. We really appreciate it.
Very nearly didn't make it.
Wonder if you could play us out on one last tune.
Thanks so much for having us.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston. Boy, you're